Blog Talk Radio. Come get this teaching arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garth. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Well, we've taken our music to another place, somewhere out there in the middle of space. Busting out with lines of ebonics, reducing ourselves to a level of demonics, when we can be pushing albums that flaunt it. Instead, we choose to front it. While we don't take without giving back, we do this in order to circumvent lack. It's a fact. It's the principle of reciprocity in act. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. While we've gone from paying some dues to singing someone else's blues, we can't continue to allow ourselves to be used. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching. I'm just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. We went from segregated to integrated to miseducated, now to reeducated. It's time. It's time. We've been dedicated before we soon regret it. Put down the pipes. Lift up your heads and let's possess the mics. For we're taking this music to a brand new height. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Once rendered mute, unable to use the words of our own pursuit. We've got a brand new vocabulary at our disposal. While we're not even writing our own proposals. While the stories of the ghetto hood unfold, of the coming one to be foretold. Didn't you know it? That it's our time now to manufacture our own flavor of rhymes. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Let's take the message to a higher ground, like Stevie Wonder and James Brown. Well, we don't have time for fooling around. Let's take the beat. Let's take the beat where we can all get down, where we can all get down. Knowledge and truth is what the people want to hear in this critical time of living in fear. Let's possess the stage like the coming of the new millennium age. Come get this teaching. No, I'm not preaching, just testifying. And you know I'm not lying. Now I'll ask you, are you the one? Or is there another to come to take this music to a higher level? And if you aren't, then come get this teaching and give it to those who I'm not reaching.
And welcome to Care to Read. You got your Omiyika 7 here, live coming to you. Your advocate, the one you need, and the advisor, the one you want. I'm out off base today, getting ready for the spa treatment. And I'd like to tell you that we'll be featuring spa topics tomorrow and today, just getting ready for a South Carolina spa treatment. Does a spa really help you? Does it relax you? Can you go there and meditate and renew yourself? And what are some of the things you need to look for in a good spa? And can you sometimes take a short trip away from home to a spa to treat yourself? Well, you know, the work that we do sometimes makes us frustrated, stressed out, and we know that if we don't have access to a spa to renew ourselves, then we can't go on and continue to be able to bring for you programs like this. So I had to think about, do I need to go and find some places to take a break for the weekend, because, you know, I do have my weekends off. So this is an opportunity to talk about spa treatment. Tomorrow we're going to be featuring Jacqueline Primo, who is going to be talking about her spa and her facility that she offers programs in. Right now I'm currently getting a manicure, and possibly I may get a mud pack. But I don't know. It depends on how long we run this show today, whether or not I'll have time for that. But I will tell you this much, as far as refreshing, the one thing I like most is putting my feet down in some deep, hot water. just sitting there, nothing to do, nothing to think about, but to meditate. And during this time, I find myself meditating, drifting off, and sometimes losing track of time. Now, as you know, we've been talking about mind, body, soul, and spirit. Now, today we're talking about the body. Today we're focusing in on everything that pertains to the body and everything that will actually renew the body. Now, I can't seem to get enough of being on vacation, and that's my favorite pastime. However, I haven't been able to go to any of my trips this year. I had to cancel every one of them, and they were all free. But you bet I'm going to take that trip to South Carolina, because South Carolina has always been a place I wanted to go. And I've gotten several invitations to come out to a spa in South Carolina just to drift off into nothingness. I'm going to take that trip to that spa at the Island Spa right there in South Carolina in October. But I'm getting ready for it. You know, we have to prep our mind. We have to prep our bodies to get ready, because mind, body, soul, and spirit, it not only includes getting yourself physically ready, it means getting your hair done again, getting a new do, you know, maybe even taking the braids down and adding something different, maybe even wear an afro, you know, possibly even go straight. But for whatever fits your fancy, do something different, because we like to intrigue our men, because they never know which woman we are. I'm every woman. I don't know about you, but the spa treatment is the way to go, because we're featuring mind, body, soul, and spirit. We will be featuring how to take care of your body. What do you need to do as a woman? Do you need to have your nails trimmed? Do you need to have manicures? Is it okay to have extensions? Or should you use your own nails and treat them? And look for funguses so that you're not putting acetate products on your nails to damage your nails. Is it all right to wear false eyelashes? When is it too much, when you have gotten too many things done? Like now we see people with five different hair colors, and they're just way over the top. Is it appropriate for the private industry? Is it appropriate for the classroom? We need to know these things. If we are going to be traditionally correct, then we want to be conservative. We want to make sure when we come out in public that our guests and our following won't know what to expect. We have to be consistent so they'll know what the trends are. We're trendsetters, and we create the trends, but we can't be all over the place. One day we got our hair up in frizz, and the next day we decide to wear an afro. Then after that we got braids everywhere. Wear the hairdo for a while. Put on the style for a while. I don't even know what's the latest style anymore. You can just about wear anything you want to. I mean, I talk about it in my poetry. I just might even let my hair air dry while I go into my beds. Yes, sometimes I do that. Sometimes I just put my hair up and just let it air dry and go on my way. Of course, my favorite hairdo is the cornrows and the loose braids. I love it because you just flip the hair up and go head on. But for Omi, what does Omi like best? Omi likes the natural look, the natural look, the perm. Oh, sometimes that can be very damaging and rough on the hair, but for those who like it, it's fine. I like a little henna. I like a little hint of shine to my hair. I like for it to be able to be breezy, so if some man decides to stick their hands in my hair, he won't get his hands caught up. They can just breeze right through my hair. Now, what are the sets? What are the things that are really traditional? And, I mean, some women have to be so traditional all the time. It's all right when you go on that spa trip or that cruise, but you do something different. Wear a bathing suit. Reveal a little bit. But sometimes you might want to cover up the bottom, but at the same time, buy yourself some nice things. It's all right to change that budget and go out and buy yourself clothes for that trip. I used to sew, and every time I got ready for a trip or cruise, I would go and find the latest outfits, and I would make me up all these outfits and zip them up real sharp and be custom made. So when I come into place, I'm laid. And everybody wants to know what label am I wearing. And then if I say Omi Eagles label, then I know that I'm into something. Let's try to get into something these days, because spa treatment is the way to go, ladies. It's all right to have a mud pack. And right here in our own community, we have our very own spa. and we can go there and treat ourselves to paraffin wax, body wraps, from body wraps to all the way to massage therapy, raindrop therapy. Now, this is when you know you got it going on, when you can go to the spa for, you know, for a facial once a week. You know you got it going on because you got time, and people can take over for you and do things for you, and that way you can still keep yourself together. Now, I want to tell you one thing. It's important that we keep ourselves together, not just because we're looking for a man, but we keep ourselves together because we want to feel good about ourselves. I'm going to take a station identification right now. Let's pause for a minute, and I'll be right back at you in the air as we get ready for our spa treatment. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on for 1 second. Yes, being out and about is the way to go. As we come up on our Indian summer, some of us have those opportunities to go out and enjoy our afternoon. And I like to take advantage of that every now and then because my hours are long, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to tell you that. So it's important to know that leisure is just as important as work. Now, for so many people that come stressed out and end up in the doctor's office, those are the ones who do not realize that leisure is important. Now, just for those of us who are workaholics, I want to tell you, it's okay to take that break. Oh, yes, it's okay to take that break. And in a few minutes, we're going to have somebody to come in our studio to tell us that. Because if you don't take that break, I once knew a young lady, she was always stretching things and stretching time and stretching hours. She stretched so much that one day she just broke. And that's what usually happens to us right before the choir comes a storm. When you find yourself stressed out, if you got that little time sharing and you got that little something-something on the side or that somebody you like to spend time with or that significant other, call them up. Tell them, look, meet me at the spa. I need a break. I need to regroup myself and make sure you get there. Don't meet them there. Beat them there. Because you have to have extracurriculum free time, ladies and gentlemen. Free time. Now, if you guys ever want to do anything for me for a special day, for my birthday, or for even Earth Day, send me on a spa. And that'd be like sending on me to the Mars, to the moon, because that is where I like to do. I like to do those things because when I go there, I take my book and I begin to write, and then I can jump in the pool. I can refresh myself and then have a late evening dinner, watch TV if I want to, but more so I can think about nothing and use that time to meditate, to get my affairs in order, to even just lounge around and do nothing. But the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, some of us work so hard to make a lot of money, to store it away, but we don't have time to even take the trips. I know what I'm talking about. Because I'm sitting here now looking at two trips that I couldn't even take, and I had a beautiful clothes and ranch setting, customized house waiting for me free of charge for 3 full-day weekends. I had to postpone those days and let the person know who treated me to those days know that I'm going to have to reschedule. But you can bet your bottom dollar that I'm going to be doing that rescheduling as soon as I can. Because I want to get to that facility, and I want to explore all the amenities for retirees. That's right. I'm retired, and retirees need to know how to live, and they need to know that it's okay to go abroad and purchase that little retirement home overseas. What are you talking about, Omi? Are you talking about buying a home somewhere off in another area? Yes, I am. I'm talking about those places like Brazil and like Paris. Yes, they're available to us now, ladies and gentlemen. They're available to us, and we can afford them now. Did you not know that the cost of living in Belize, is a lot cheaper than here in the United States? And you can retire as early as the age of 45 years old. And you don't have to be a citizen there to go there to retire. Your citizenship can be consisting of 1 month out of the year. That's right. And then there's places like Paris. And then there's parts of Europe that are much cheaper. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that there's opportunities to buy condominiums and to take your retirement and your fixed income and go live like a queen. Yes, it's possible to go there and even have maid service and even have access to the waterfront. All of this is possible for retirees. But first of all, you've got to put in about 30 years. That's right. Maybe I don't look the age. I don't look like I'm over the age of a senior citizen, but I'm there. I've put in over 35 years of employment. And after that, I said, I'm going to retire while I have the strength. I won't wait till I'm 60. By then, I'll have another career, and I can retire a second time. But the first time around, I wanted to make sure that I had the opportunities of a retiree. And there are columns, ladies and gentlemen, and there are books, and there are clubs that you can join where you can make your money work harder for you. There's information pertaining to utilizing the services that are available through the government for retirees. Yes, there are many of those opportunities, and there are organizations that you can join and clubs that you can join that will tell you that you're capable and eligible for certain maximum discounts and tax write-offs. So when you retire, you can really enjoy what retirement really is. Unfortunately, the United States of America don't know what it is to retire until they go to third world countries. When those countries decide to retire, they know what it is to go off on trips each week, have family gatherings on a weekly basis, and really enjoy their retirement. We still hustle and bustle and push ourselves for another dollar, all to put our money away and die at an early age and leave nothing to our children. Now, there's a lot of economic strategies that we can put together now and work smart with our 401k. There's procedures that we can put together for investment and gold and various different things. And then we can see ourselves living like kings and queens and not like fixed income people who are pulling and stretching a dollar. I've never been one to want to stretch a dollar. I've always been economically correct and thrifty. My money, I just don't blow. Just give me some more. That's one of the poems that I wrote about money and how to draw it. Alchemy is an energy, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is. And you can call that stuff to you. You can call it to you because it has a law of attraction. You can call alchemy to you. You don't have to be. You can take your money and use it wisely now that you're retired. And you can ask questions of your accountant and your investment advisor to show you how to invest that money so that you are living the life of a queen or a king. Now, not that you want to have so much in abundance, just to have our daily bread is sufficient. However, we do want to be able to take those trips when they come around. When those cruises come around, like Tom Jones' cruise, I'm sure some of you want your hair flying in the wind and you want to be on that ship, that love boat ship. But at the same time, you want to make sure economically you are set with your payments so that you're not coming back with credit cards and now you're having to pay extra money for the interest. Now, I want to just say this to those people who are credit card junkies. That's one thing I never had a problem with. And I've never had a problem with turning something down, walking away, unless I could pay cash for it. Because I don't like things coming back to haunt me. When you make your investment, make sure that whatever you're buying on credit, you have the money already in the bank to pay for it. So you don't have to pay interest. And that means that you've taken advantage of someone loaning you money without you having to pay double the amount back. Now, trips are great. But when we come back, we don't want a whole trail of credit cards facing us when we get home, and then when we get there, we are so broke we can't even pay attention. I like a good time, too, but I don't like being broke. I can't tell you when I thought that broke was fashionable. It has never been fashionable for me. So the way I wear good looks is to be able to have enough to share with the next person and have extra. So I like to find ways to multiply and increase my income. So am I a workaholic? No, of course not. I work when I want to, and I work around the clock now that I'm retired. So if I want to get up at 4 in the morning to work, I can. However, if I'm planning correctly and organizing correctly, I like to have a trip planned for at least once a month. I like to be able to go visit. I like to be able to spend some time exploring and researching. Now, let me also tell you this. It's very important that you understand what leisure means. Leisure doesn't necessarily mean you stay out late at night at a party. Leisure means you take advantage of some of the subtle and exquisite things in your community or even abroad. It means taking advantage of those programs for teachers when you get a chance to travel for a little bit of next to nothing, when you get a chance to even be a chaperone and assist others in their trips and escorts, and you get to be treated like a queen or king. That's right. That's what I want to talk to you about, teachers. And if you're out there, get ready, because I have something for you. And this is not only for teachers. Teachers, you can offer this to your audience. You can offer this to your friends, and you can enjoy this program because it's all available to you. But my question is, how many teachers know about this program? How many people are really taking advantage of it right now as I sit here and speak? What I'd like to say is that some of the teachers don't know anything about the program. Some of the teachers don't even know that it's available, and they don't know that they can travel and that they can travel as a chaperone for a little bit of nothing. Now, what I do want to say is that we're going to have a special segment coming up next month specifically for our teachers, not to invite teachers on the show, of course. I know too many teachers that will be jealous and upset with me if I did not invite them as a speaker. But that's not what it's all about. I'm not going to have teachers on to speak. I am going to have teachers in the audience to listen so they can take their sabbatical and rest up. Now, I would like to speak to you a little bit about what is a sabbatical and how does one know that they're on a sabbatical and what necessitates that you take a sabbatical and who are those people that take sabbatical and why would they want to take a sabbatical and can they benefit at all from taking a sabbatical? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be right back at you in the air to talk to you about taking sabbatical. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for that opportunity, for that trip, for that sabbatical? Are you ready for that? Stay tuned for station identification, and we're going to get that sabbatical ready for you right away. And I'll be brief, and I'll be short. I won't hold you up.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some kind of beast. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out this tour. I'll be sure. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating with plaintiffs. case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Once again, and we're back. We're talking about sabbatical in the Care to Read room. Why would one want to take a sabbatical? And if you are an employee who's worked yourself to death and are exhausted, need a break, need a change of scenery, then it's possible to take a sabbatical. Who are the people that normally take sabbatical? Normally you can find your professors taking a sabbatical, your instructors, your adjuncts, and even your ministers. Now, teachers, I know that we don't know anything about sabbatical. We usually take a leave of absence or take a break for physical exhaustion. But we're going to have to use our time wisely, ladies. There are so many programs that support the teachers, and there are programs out there right now through AFT, which is your union organization. They offer opportunities to go as a chaperone, to chaperone young youth or adults. And you get to travel with these organizations for free. And as you find the candidates to travel, you normally have to find at least 10 people to travel on a cruise. And you go along as the paid chaperone that does not have to pay a fee. Your fee is paid for. That's right. You can travel for free. Now, if you choose not to be a chaperone because you don't want to be responsible, you can pay for your own trip, or you can get enough points where your trip is also paid for. I love sabbaticals. I love sabbaticals. You know why I love sabbaticals? Because I know the sabbaticals get you ready for the next step. Now, I'm going to take a short sabbatical right before we go into our new segment starting in September. I'm going to take probably a three-day sabbatical, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and leave out Friday, and then enjoy myself Saturday and Sunday, so when we start back up fresh in September for our new topic, dealing with parenting, dealing with educational issues, we're going to be ready, nice and ready. We're going to have our hair laid, our nails are going to be done, and we're going to have all those rough edges around our feet scrubbed and buffed so that when we come back, we are not snaring anybody with our toenails. We're going to be together. It's okay to take time out to do these things. Now, if you are constantly rolling your eyes at these beautiful women who their bodies look like milk smoothed down, hair shiny, nails manicured, toenails done, they look as if they've never left the house and that they're always resting and dressing, I want you to be one of those women today. I want you to get the opportunity to do that. I used to look like a centerfold. When you open up the centerfold, I used to look the epitome of somebody being sharp, fine, and well-defined and directed. But these days, because so many things have been on me, I've been so pushed for time that I push my schedules back. But I want to tell you, don't do that. Open up a way so that you can start exercising opportunities to go in and get everything you need done. I mean all the way from waxing to relaxing to going in having those individual eyelashes placed in your eyes. Sometimes I don't think I have the time for that. I'm very, very irritable when things take too long. I hate to even sit in a hair salon over an hour. And I come from a long line of beauticians in my home where I could go in and get my hair done, but they always put me last on the list. I wonder why. I have to sit there until they've done everybody in the house, and then I'm sitting there waiting last. I can't handle it, ladies and gentlemen. I can't handle it. So what I decided to do was not because I'm so special, but because my time is of essence. I decided to hire me my own beautician that could come to my home and that could work with me on my time schedule, no matter what it costs. This is what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to invite my manicurist and my hairstylist to come into my home. because whatever I need to get done for that week, then I can get it done, and they'll become a part of my family. I've seen very well-to-do women do that, and very poor women too. It all depends on what you put your interest in. Now, right now, I want you to put your interest in something. I want you to take two breaths, deep breaths. Come on now, slow down the respiration. Deep breath, slow it down. In and out, meditating on nothing but no thought, just meditating. Put your feet up on a flat board, breathe back into the atmosphere, and relax for at least 15 minutes. Do this every day, women. And when you get up from that relaxation, that 15 minutes can be equivalent to at least 1 hour sleep. I used to do this on my breaks at work when I worked in private industry. Oh, boy, did it do wonders for my skin, tightening up and firming up my muscles and skin. And people thought I was sleeping all the time when I was staying up around the clock, but I got those little 15-minute intervals of rest in there with my feet elevated up to the ceiling and my head lowered to the ground. When the blood is flowing lower to your head and your feet are up, you wouldn't believe the magnificent things that it does for your body. Well, some of us are fortunate enough to have access to slow aging, and there is an aging hormone that you can actually purchase in the form of a vitamin that will slow down aging. That's what I'm talking about today, aging. How does it affect you? How does it affect your lineage and your family? I know, coming from the African race, oh, hold up. My ancestors say I shouldn't be even talking. I didn't ask permission. Let me stop for a minute. Do I have permission to speak? Do I have permission to speak? Elvis, do I have permission to speak? They've given me the nod that it's fine, it's okay to speak. I'm just really beside myself today. I am on sabbatical and beside myself. I want to pay homage to the ancestors right now. I want to even pour libation. Let me pour this libation. I pour libation to the east, the west, the south, and the north. And I give access to the spirits so that they're present here today. I'm going to put my little candle here so I can be able to focus because I am on sabbatical. I am relaxing. And this is all a part of relaxing, being spiritual and communing with our ancestors, also elevating ourselves to do praise and worshiping. It's okay to put a little music on every now and then if you want to do that too. But I want to say this much for you. Being on sabbatical is very, very important. And when you're putting your feet up and relaxing, do relax. Take the phone off the hook. Tell your secretary to hold all your calls. It might be that man that you've been waiting to hear from. Put him on hold, too. The longer he waits, the more that you'll be exciting to him. So don't jump up for every phone call. Learn to relax. I had to do it. I didn't know how to relax. I thought relaxing was working in between. I had to learn how to let that go. You do your work when you have to and put everything together and meet your deadlines, and then when it's time to relax, you do just that, relax. And relaxing is very important. When I retired, I wore a necklace around my neck that says, just relax, the whole week. I was putting myself in a position to practice relaxing because my schedule was so wholesome and overbearing. Every minute of the day, I had something planned. So when time came for me to relax during my retirement week, I had to remember not to be running around like a chicken, not to be upside down all the time, worried and stressed out. And when they gave me my retirement party and everybody showed up, I was cool, calm, and collected like a cucumber, laid back. Laid back, and they couldn't believe it because Omi used to be the hardest working person in the place. And every time they got an opportunity, they asked me, are you sure you want to retire early? Do you want to come back? We have a spot for you. When you work so well and do such a good job, there's always a spot for you. And to this day, I still have a spot for me. If I ever wanted to go back to that prior job, it's there for me. You have to work your gig so well that nobody else can do it as well as you. But don't think that you can't be replaced. Because if you roll over and die tomorrow, believe you me, teachers and providers and private industry workers, you would be replaced. So why not take that sabbatical? Why not take that time off to take care of yourself? I didn't say go take care of no bills. I didn't say run over to that university and sit up under your son and find out if he needs mother to cook him a meal or go grocery shopping for him or put up another set of curtains or to clean his oven for the third time. I said for you to relax. Relax, my dear, relax. Take another breath. Take two deep breaths. Now slow down, slow down. Check your respirations. You're coming to yourself. You're composing yourself. You're taking deep breathing exercises. You're lifting your voice. You're letting your voice slow down. And you're relaxing. And you're listening to water as it drips. Dripping water sometimes soothes you. Cool water, relaxing water, taking yourself away from this place. Even a good book. Oh, yes, I love to take me a good book to the hotel and roll up in the bed with a good book. Now, getting back on subject, I don't think I'm going to have anybody speak on this subject. I think I'm going to do the whole nine yards today because I can tell you something about relaxation. Oh, yeah, I can. And I can also show you better than I can tell you because in October I'm going to South Carolina to relax. But before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, I have a good book that I want to recommend you to you, and it's called Reconnecting with Nature. Oh, did I tell you about my garden? I didn't put one out this year. This is a year that I didn't put one out, ladies and gentlemen, and I am just frantic about it because gardens do relax me. I don't know about you, but I plan on getting a greenhouse, and I'm going to be out there in that garden relaxing, kicking back. Because when I look at my little inspiration of seeds that I put in the ground and they start springing up, I just start relaxing, just sitting back and looking at them and enjoying them. But this is talking about reconnecting to nature. You see, over in Europe, all they did was relax. I thought we was on vacation on a tour the whole 5 years because I saw so many people relaxing out in the courtyard and laying back. There were all kinds of forests all over the place. Every week, people would load up and go to those forests, and they would let that mentholeptic drip come right down in the rainforest and sit there in the black forest. And Europe and Germany is known for their black forests, those beautiful black forests. I love those the best. If any man wanted to do anything for me, take me to the black forest in Europe or take me to Paris on Christmas in Europe. I love those kind of things. And you've got to know what you're connoisseur of and what you enjoy and how you like to enjoy it. Some of us don't even know what our passions are. You've got to find your passion. And right now I'm going to read you something from one of my passions. And it's called A Daily Inspiration for Better Living because it doesn't get any better to you when you, till you learn how to live. And how do you know how to live? I think I read this one to you before, but this is another one. It's called Happiness is God's Will. We believe that it is God's will that every individual on the face of this earth should live a healthy, happy, and prosperous life. Let me repeat that. A healthy, happy, and prosperous life. Now, how do you have prosperity when you don't have a job? When you don't have skills, you volunteer and make yourself indispensable. Doing the work of a servant is a hard one, but it makes you irreplaceable when you learn to serve because it gets you in the position to become a leader. God is invisible spirit everywhere, equally and even present, impartial, impersonal, and global. There is no person, no matter what age, ethnic group, or gender, that is outside of the will of this invisible present. God's like the air we breathe. Take a deep breath in and breathe in God, ladies and gentlemen. Take a deep breath and breathe in God. It is available to all and interpretations of all creation. God is impartial. God does not select nor favor one group over another to bless. Everyone is on an equal footing and receiving blessings when they are aware and get in conscious contact with this spirit through prayer and meditation. God is global. This spirit is active and visible evidence in the lives of the citizen where they are aware of it at all times. As heirs of offsprings of God, we each are entitled to the very best in life. Let me repeat that, the very best in life. Health, joy, abundance, good relationships. Oh, let me stop, people, good relationships. Now, some of you are probably wondering, oh, me, you could never mention relationship. I am the relationship guru. And when we get on that topic, I have a lot to say about Omi's relationship. But it's complicated right now, darling. It is complicated, very difficult to even explain. I won't take that time up on our sabbatical to talk about it. But relationships, they used to call me Dr. Ruth because I had a question, I had an answer for relationships. That was during the time when I thought I had it together after 35 years of marriage. I thought I knew what I was talking about. But it doesn't matter how long you've been married or how short of a time, because we all have trouble and turbulent times in our marriage irregardless. And some of us even lose our marriage and relationship even after 30 years. So what do we do? How do we go on? Do we just give up and don't continue to beautify ourselves and to show ourselves how we care about ourselves? You even more so work hard to make sure that you're well taken care of. Every woman wants to look like she came out of a magazine. So when she steps out there and if she doesn't have a man on her shoulder and she's no longer with that man, she still needs to show the world that I'm still well taken care of. As heirs of offspring of God, we each are entitled to the very best in life. Health, joy, abundance, good relationships, and prosperity. Now, here's a little tip from Omi. Don't let the prosperity bug get you. Let me say that again there. I don't think y'all heard me. Don't let the prosperity bug get you. Now, some folks tell me that some things are happening in the church where they go to church and there's a session about prosperity. Name it and claim it. You can have anything you want and inherit your land, possess your land. That's good. That's well, and that's fine. And God wants us all to be prosperous and have abundance. But you can't tell me that all day long, every Sunday, that you're preaching on that. You got to also preach on good stewardship. When you become an heir of funds, making sure that you know how to handle filthy lucre. What do I mean by filthy lucre? I'm talking about money. Because money and a fool will soon part. If you don't know the meaning of money and the purpose of money and how to use it, you will drive yourself crazy and you will soon part with money. So it's important to know that material things are not what drive us to give us abundance. I can be rich and just my ability to give or just my ability to be able to receive. Richness does not always have to come in monetary gain. I can be rich in my resources and my connections. And I do feel rich, ladies and gentlemen. I feel so rich. At one time, I was called the Jewish princess because most women thought I had everything. I had the man. I had the two-point children. I had the car, the BMW, so to speak. And I had all of the trimmings, the house built from the ground up, children in private school. Yes, I was fortunate. I was blessed. But I never let those things go through my head because I knew that material things were not really what made me. I was asked several times to come and speak on what the good life was. I always fooled them, ladies and gentlemen. When I got there, I would tell them that I am not going to preach on substance and source, and you will not have me standing here with the rug being pulled from up under me while I gloat about what Omi has and what Omi got. Omi has nothing. Omi is a mere but by the grace of God. And we have to know that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let our things make us. Don't let our stuff and material make us. We have to have character and substance, iwa, kelu, good conduct, so that when people do speak of us, they're not speaking of someone that's shallow, empty, and only having access to material things. I have access to the throne and to the Most High. I have access to get the ear of the king. The material things, I let them go. I let them go all for the sake of living in an area where I did not have to live comfortable in that manner anymore. However, they were a part of my life at one time. But you have to let people know that that is not what drives you, the material things. You have to be driven by other things, but never let anything drive you. Be wholesomely balanced in all that you do. And most of all, if you're a pretty woman, like Mary J. Blige said, hold your head up high if you're a pretty woman. Pretty is from the inside out. Let something glow from the inside that will show up on the outside in a smile, in an air. And when you walk in the room, let your presence be known. It has nothing to do with your aesthetics and how you wear your hair and the way you walk. It's all about your presence, your aura. Now, I want you to work on your aura a minute. Do some good things to feel good about people. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report about that person you say you thought you hated, think on those things. Think on good things. Whatever things you can do to speak good of someone, then that makes you lovely on the inside. Lovely on the inside that will show up on the outside. A man will come to you, see you, and even if you're not available to him as far as relationship, you are marriage material. Now, why am I saying this to you? Because a good woman is well-preserved and well-taken care of. She looks available to a man, and she becomes a good partner for a marriage. How many of you have had more than one proposal of men asking to marry you? How many of you have found men that were there at your beck and call that wanted to be your husband and tree, even if you were married? How many of you felt like men were backing you? Well, I'm one of those women. I've been very fortunate in that respect, very fortunate. Women, I'm telling you, cover yourself. Do not reveal all of your assets. You don't have to do that, because that you exploit will be the very thing that could get you in trouble. Leave something for a desirable for a man to desire. And if he knows that there's good in you, let him explore your head and find out what's going on in your ori. And leave the excess amount of wearing less clothes till later. You don't have to push sexual relationships right up front. Going on vacation doesn't mean getting all the guys that you see and laying with everybody you know. It means to be of good character and good substance. Because you can entice a man. A man is going to be visibly seeing whatever he can, and he's vulnerable. To help a man out, woman, cover yourself up. Don't expose yourself so you push that man to the point of having to let the lower part of his extremities rule him. Now, where were we? We were talking about getting good character and good conduct. As an heir of offsprings of God, we each are entitled to the very best in life. And I mean that, the very best. My wish for you is that you have the very best in life: health, joy, abundance, good relationship, prosperity. What is prosperity? How do you know when you really made it? When you've made it, you've had extra to give someone else, and whenever there's a need, you can provide it. That is prosperity. That doesn't mean having five cars in the parking lot, a BMW, and a Mercedes. That doesn't mean having 15 bank accounts where you can't keep up with them. And that doesn't mean buying everything in the store that's on sale every time you get a paycheck. And that doesn't mean showing up at the grocery store every day buying something out the store. What I'm talking about, people, this abundance is to be able to share with your neighbor, with your community, making investments in your community and in your nation. And don't let people tell you that you're responsible for holding up the building of the churches. Don't let them tell you that, because they are going to say, you know, you need to give to that building fund, and you need to give excess and above your tithes. You know, I want to say this, It's up to the individual when he makes this decision to tithe. Some people have been putting extra burdens on that widow and on those poor people to make them feel obligated. Don't let anyone make you feel obligated about your giving. When you give from your heart. And we're finding now that churches are doing a real good job of marketing and utilizing those opportunities to get members to get more than their share. And some of them are going home broke and can't pay their own bills and can't keep their own lights on. I want to tell you something. For those of you women who have a heart for God, God doesn't need your money. God needs your commitment in the service. If you don't have the funds to give your time and service indeed. I've been a missionary for many, many years. I've served women all over the world, and I'm currently serving women now that are over in Ghana, preparing boxes for them, getting them ready for the micro loan, trying to help them as they come out of slavery. Those are servants. And if you don't have the money to give to a church, you can go volunteer in any service, and that will allow you to travel, women. If you find it in your heart to become a missionary, you can travel. This is your opportunity to get sabbatical as well. You can travel, or men, not just women. But I want you to know that it's important that you become well-rounded and balanced in your sabbatical. Not lazy, not sitting up on the couch eating bonbons and watching all the soap operas that you can see. Not sending out to the store for a pizza 5 days a week and not cooking a basic meal. Ladies, men love it when a woman can burn in the kitchen. I know what I'm talking about because I was able to throw down a meal so well that all the men that I met thought they wanted to marry me, and I had to tell them, look, you have nothing in common. It's not about a meal. It's about the fact that women have to know how to do something in the household. Not only just going to work, you have to know how to manage a house, women. You have to know how to manage it to the point so when that man comes home, he's not stressed out with all the cares of the weight of the world on his shoulder. You've got to get organized. You've got to understand that organization is the first key. And getting things balanced will allow you to have sabbatical and to take leisure serious. I mean take leisure serious. Because if you're never organized, you can't take leisure serious. I can't be taking a vacation. Look at all this work I've got. Look at all that stuff I got to do. I didn't even finish last month's list of things to do. That's because you haven't gotten organized. Find it in your heart to make organization the top thing on your list. We all have gifts, ladies and gentlemen. We all have gifts. And let us make sure that we get those gifts together and let us make sure that we know what our gifts are. See, when you know what your gifts are, you're able to help other people. You're able to help them. And you can do a lot of things with your time. You know why I'm saying this, ladies and gentlemen? Because I enjoy myself. And the only way you can do that is you've got to be organized. You've got to be organized. There's no two ways about it. You've got to be organized. Now, how many of you need a little help in that area? How many of you need a little help in that area? And if you do, just raise your hand. It's okay. Now, we're not going to go to Canaan Land today, but we are going to dance our way out of here as if we in aerobics today. So ladies, get those sneakers on. Men, get in line because we're getting ready to do a line dance as we roll out of here on our sabbatical. Are you ready, ladies? Get in line. All right, get the first row together, second row together, third row. Here we go. Two steps. Two times. Now rock. Rock with it. How many of you are ready for your sabbatical? For your leisure? Let's get ready for our speaker tomorrow. We'll be coming in here talking about going to that spa. We're going to get pampered all the way up. Now rock with it one time. How many of you already got your ticket and ready to go? When October roll around, I'm gonna be ready for South Carolina, ready for the pampering. It's okay to pamper yourself. It's okay to get ready for sabbatical. Find a star to go to, ladies and gentlemen, in your neighborhood, in your budget. Don't spend the rent money now. You don't have to go and get paid outside every week, but you do need to get that head together. I don't care if you pull it back in a braid or ponytail, pull it back. I just let mine answer, you know, while I go and tend to my biz. Sabbatical, extracurricular activity, having a great time, having abundance. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Care to Read Room. Meet us here tomorrow, same time, 6:30. And that number for this room is 646-478-0270. Tomorrow we're going to have Jackie Primo. She'll be in this place talking about spa treatment and what it means to have spa treatment. Next week we're going to have a gentleman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, talking about personality and what you can get from the store to help your personality. Remember, there's 11 personalities, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be talking to you about all 11 of those personalities. So don't meet us here tomorrow. Meet us here tomorrow. All these line dancers are in here on sabbatical. Take it easy. Don't hurt nobody. We've been talking about sabbatical today, leisure, extracurricular activities, going on vacation. How many of you like to take vacations? Raise both your hands. And teachers, don't worry, we got something for you in September. We got something great for you. But we're not going to have you come in and speak because, remember, you're taking sabbatical. You're taking recess. Remember what it was like to take recess? It was that time to get that little extra time in to rest. Close your eyes. Meditate. Stop. Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. You had a good time this evening. You have your OMI in the house, your advisor, the one you need, and your advocate, the one you certainly want. It's been a blast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for holding out the whole time with me. Thank you for stopping by for sabbatical, for relaxation, sabbatical, relaxation, sabbatical, and relaxation. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for hanging out with OMI today. Take that sabbatical. What are you waiting on, young lady? Young man, take that sabbatical. Take that leisure time. After working 30-some years, is it worth it to start early retirement? Or should you wait for your pension and your Social Security? Sabbatical. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come back tomorrow so we can talk about spa time. How do you treat yourself to a good spa? You got the Care to Read Room. Our number here is 646-478-0270. Drop by and visit us. Mind, body, soul, and spirit, and relaxation. thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is the blast being with you. You got your Omi Inca 7 here in the house. She is your advisor, the one you need, and the advocate, the one you want. Thank you for coming along with us the whole time, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to feature that leisure, something that I had to do more of. I wanted to give you that coming from the horse's mouth. I didn't need an expert to speak on that. I could speak on that myself because every day of my life I have to force and remind myself, take it slow on me, take it slow on me, remember to relax on me, take a break on me, take a leisure. Sabbatical. Keep that in your spirit. Tomorrow we'll be back at you in the air talking to Jackie Primo on spa treatment and her spa and what it's like to set up a spa and what are the programs that are out there for women who are on a fixed income. How do we exercise those spas and how do we utilize those great spas that are right here in our hand? I just got one mailed off to me today. I missed out on my two spas over in Orlando, Florida, but I won't miss out on this South Carolina spa. I'm getting ready right now, getting in the mood, getting my mind together for the spa so I can put on that bathing suit. I'm even dieting right now, cutting back, eating all the green food so that I'll be ready to get in that bathing suit. And boy, am I going to be a knockout with these hips. On that note, have a great day, and may God bless you, Odabo. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember tomorrow to call in with your question. I want to give that number out one more time, 646-478-0270. So please call in tomorrow. We had a blast yesterday. It was great. Well, let me give that number again, 646-478-0270. This is the Care to Read Room. Please come and check us out. As I told you earlier, that book that I recommend was Reconnecting with Nature, and that is by Michael Conan. He talks about reconnecting with nature, connecting out in the forests and the atmosphere and the water. Go get that book and learn how to connect and take a little leisure and sit back and enjoy your book. Enjoy your evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a blast being with you. And as always, keep a good sense of humor and long life. Have I satisfied you with long life? That's what we want, to have long life so that as we age gracefully and beautifully. Coming up on 60, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm aging beautifully and sexy at the same time. Keep your bodies up, ladies and gentlemen. Take time out to exercise because if we get mind, body, soul, and spirit increased, we want to increase our lifelong longevity. And tomorrow we'll be speaking on how to pamper yourself through a spa treatment. Join us tomorrow. Love to have you here. Jackie Primo, a specialist in our area, talking about all of the specials she's offering on spa treatment. Have a great day. Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen.